if they have any terms that they would use to describe a white man they didn't respect.
Mm-hmm.
So, old Hoosier.
Old Hoosier. Well, that's interesting because I know most of the black terms really, and I never heard that.
I haven't heard of it. Really?
Mm-hmm. Of course, the native. Now, on our place, as I speak of a farm, on our place we had white tenants, and I had just visited one the other day, and boy, you could get some colorful language from them. They're in their 70s now. They're 78, their bounds are both clear. But they live side by side with the Negroes. The Negroes would like some of them, but basically there was, they looked down on the white tenants, you know, and they couldn't stand them, you know. And the white tenants felt ill at ease with them. They had the competition, the social competition there, intensified the feelings naturally, as we know. But they always poked fun at them, you know. They laughed at them. What they did, but I can't think of any term applied to them.
Would they call them likely poor white trash?
Poor white trash. They're trash, that's what they say. Poor white. Mm-hmm. White trash. Mm-hmm. That's what they would refer to them.
We got off bugs on the Pepperwoods. Yeah. Go back. The kind of bug that is around the light.
You mean just a moth type idea?
Yes. Did you ever hear of candlefly?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Same thing in my book, candlefly and moth.
Bugs that turn lights off and on.
Lighting bug.
June bug.
No, they don't do that. June bugs don't do that. A June bug we used to catch. They zoom, and in June you tie a string of thread, just a regular sewing thread, to the leg, you know, and you could keep them captured. I don't know how long. They play games with the June bugs.
So the June bug is...
June bug is a great big beetle-like thing, greenish, I think, and indestructible, and yet you can make him fly. So you get his back leg, tie the little thread to it, and goose him a little bit, and he'll take off.
I see.
Lighting bugs are entirely different. They're so, you know what they are. They're moth-like size and...
I've heard some people call
lighting
bugs June bugs.
Well, they were just wrong. They just had the wrong animal.
That's why
they came in June. Maybe that was where the confusion might arise.
And the differences among spiderweb, cobweb, dewweb.
Both. I had no difference. Spiderweb and cobweb. Cobwebs were. Well, it usually is a matter of age. You get the cobwebs on the floor, you know, around in certain places to clean up. Spider web implied to me, you know, fresh web that you could see.
And did you ever use dew web for spider webs in the yard?
No, never would use that term.
And this dragonfly you said earlier was...
snake dog.
And birds, how about the different owls?
Well, we had a regular, we spoke out as regular hoot owl, that's the barred owl, you know. We had the screech owls. Screech owls are bad luck. You turn your shoes over, bad luck. We had live-in servants, you know, an old woman who lived in our home. And old Lola, she'd sit with the family, be back in the back room there, and she would hear screech owls. We had cottonwood trees, and I love trees. We got off of that, but I can tell you more about trees. We had cottonwood trees that where the screech owls nested every year, and they kept Ella busy because when they would go, they'd give that little wail that she'd get up and turn some shoes over somewhere. That would drive the spirit away. It meant death, you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It was a harbinger of death. Well, the screech owl and the, well, that's about all. And the regular old, we didn't have the barn. We had the barn owl, but they never did refer to it. I had one in the gin, cotton gin, by our home. Beautiful old barn owl. But screech owls and the regular owl, hoot owls.
And things that would go after your chickens?
Well, they had the chicken hawks, and the owls sometimes would invade the thing,
and
push them off the
nest.
Yes, the we had, well, of course, the possums would get after them, and the rats and the polecats. This prairie is full of polecats.
Is that right?
And they are terrible after chickens.
Uh-huh.
and they just bite them right in the head, and they'll kill a whole cupful. Back when people raised them like that, you know, because everything's commercial now. But they'd get in there and eat a whole cupful of chickens just by biting them in the head. I've been up many a night fighting the polecats, and of course, that's a skunk. A polecat, of course, is a skunk, and it was something you had to handle very gingerly, very carefully.